I thought we'd start out. I want Alex's opinion on a big trade that happened in the NBA this week. His favorite team, the Atlanta Hawks, dealing their superstar of this past cycle, the last few years. Had a great run in 21 in the playoffs, but I guess Rayford Young's time has come to an end in Atlanta. He's heading to Washington. I want to know if Alex likes that trade, and I want to know if he knows any more information about some other possible trades that may happen in the
NBA.
Well,
before we get to the trade, I want to ask Alex one thing. How close are you to the Atlanta Hawks becoming your not-so-favorite team?
No, I like the Atlanta Hawks. I like what they got still. Jalen Johnson and Nall and Dyson Daniels.
Rhys Sashay?
No. I like Onyeka Okongwu.
You don't like Rhys Sashay?
No.
He had a career night a couple days ago.
And then he drops an 0-for the next game probably, or goes 3-for-11 from three.
It could have fooled me. That was his career game, I thought. Alex, what do you think about Trae Young? Are you nostalgic of his time in Atlanta? Were you happy to see him go? And are you happy with the haul that you got from the Washington Wizards?
I appreciate what Trae Young did for the Atlanta Hawks, being where they were after going through that cycle of having that 2016 team where they were the one seed that ended up losing to LeBron, kind of having some down years, getting Trae Young, even though the Trae Young trade made me want to die. Because you trade Luka for Trae Young and Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish no longer on the team either. Traded him for a bag of Doritos. And Trae Young, well, he got us to the conference finals. Luka's a top three player in the NBA right now. And you trade him for Trae Young, who you just traded for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert.
Yeah, I know the pain. The Kings also passed on Luka Doncic in his trade class for Marvin Bagley. So I don't know why teams across the league all decided that they didn't want Luka. You've seen it three times now with the Mavs even having him, knowing what he's capable of and still deciding to deal him to the Lakers. So got to stop sleeping on Luka. But do you think Trey's going to have success in Washington? What do you think the plan is for him there?
It'll be the same thing it was in Atlanta for the most part. He'll be stuck in the play-in, stuck as that 7, 8, 9, 10 seed. I don't see the Wizards having enough players or enough pieces to make that run in the Eastern Conference. Trae Young has a lot to offer offensively with his assist making, creating for others, three-point shooting. But then you look defensively, and he's a walking liability. And the Wizards don't have the talent on that roster to cover up Trae Young's liability defensively. Right. Sar's not some rim protector, all-world rim protector. Bilal Coulibaly's a great perimeter defender, but outside of those two guys defensively, there's not a whole lot you look at and say, yeah, this guy covers up Trae Young not being able to guard Jalen Brunson. He's going to be a walking liability and cost you games. He cost the Hawks numerous games, even though he might have dropped 30 points. He might have given up 40 on the other end.
Well, I'm going to ask one quick question. This is pretty much your guys' deal, but I'm going to ask Bauman one thing. Are they done? Is Atlanta done? You get C.J. McCollum, but my thing is now since they've created some money room now, do they go get somebody else?
I think a lot of this trade had to do with resetting almost, because Trae Young didn't necessarily fit the timeline of the rest of the roster. Jalen Johnson's still a young guy, under 25. Nall is still relatively young. I think he's 26. Dyson Daniels is 25. Rhys Shea, obviously being a second-year player, is young. Onyeka Okongwu is a couple years in the NBA. And the bench guys are fairly young outside of Vitt and Luke Kennard. So getting rid of Trae Young kind of helps you reset, opens up a max contract slot. And with the Pelicans pick this year, with the Hawks have, you're most likely, hopefully, going to end up with one of Darren Peterson, Cameron Boozer, or what's the other guy?
I mean, there's a fair few in this class that you could be interested in. Plus, I'm not really up to date with who across the pond maybe thought of favorably, but Dybanstas probably up
there
too.
That's who I was forgetting.
All right, one quick question before we end this segment with trade rumors. What team in the NBA makes the biggest splash before the trade rumors or before the trade deadline ends? Who do you think makes that big move to help their roster for the playoffs? who needs to make that move?
Well, who needs to make the move is Oklahoma City Thunder. A lot of people, you know, they're going on that big run. They're thinking they're going to be the Warriors where they went 73-9, and they've kind of crumbled a little bit after
they lost
losing
by 30 at home to the Hornets.
And Jalen Williams, J-Dub, went on when the reporters were asking him questions and said, everybody's expecting us to dominate, but when you're a team like this, you're going to have some bumps in the road. But Sam Presti has to make a decision. He has to go trade for somebody because their bench is awful. Lou Dort has not played well all season offensively, and you have three guys in Shea, J-Dub, and Chet Holmgren making the max contract. And going into next year and years beyond, you're not going to be able to afford that and be able to fill out the roster with meaningful players. So I really do think Sam Presti's got a decision on whether he's going to have to make a move to get rid of one of those max contracts. I don't think Shea's going to be the one to move because he's the only player that's played consistent all season, but J-Dub or Chet might be on the chopping block.
I'd be trying to keep J-Dub and seeing if I could deal Chet. Because, I mean, Chet is obviously, he has a unique skill set, but I think the more important big man for that team is Hartenstein, right?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can get him back and you can deal Chet for maybe some key pieces on the bench and free up that space, that's what I'd do, but I'm not an NBA GM.
So. All right, I'm going to ask one quick question. Can I go off the grid here with the NBA before we stop the NBA talk and go on? All right, total points in the NBA All-Star game. I'm going 391.
I'll say 374.
I'll say 360. Be the under.
You
should have said 367.
Oh God! Don't do that again. You're gonna be relegated from coming in here. come on, man.